الابتلاء وراحة النفس واطمئنانها. Success in life trials. You cannot pass the test until you are tried. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in us. We need to try. We are faced with a lot of trouble in life related to money. We may have more money. What to do with it? We have this money. We want more money. We are tried with our work, our jobs, and our deeds. What are we doing? Are we doing it in the right way? Are we doing it halal? Or we just do anything to acquire what we want to do? We are tried in the family, our spouses and our children. We have a responsibility, especially in this country, to educate our children. I know we are, as grown-ups, most of us are immigrants, and there are brothers here who are natives. And by the way, I see new faces for the first time. I welcome these brothers here. We enjoyed your voice in Takbir. So we are tried in the family. Don't take it for granted. Remind your spouse, your wife, if you're a man, your husband, if you're a woman, if he or she is about to relax, no, tell them no, you have to do it right. Don't encourage your spouse in doing something wrong. It's a trial, it's a test for you also. It's not, the wrongdoing here is not only about the person who commits the sin, walayadu billah. It is the other person also enabling him or her. So we have a responsibility. But the biggest responsibility is that one for our children. You know, we have separation of church and state in the United States, and religion is not taught there. So it's our responsibility to teach our children. And I think Brother Sheikh Jalal last khutbah Friday mentioned that, and I mentioned it earlier. You need to bring your children to the masjid. If it is not every Friday, every other Friday, make them connect with the masjid. Otherwise, life goes on, and they would just grow up like the average person. And by the way, followers of our other religions take their children to churches on Sunday or Saturday. I don't see that happening with us. I'm so happy to see these children in front of me. And I can't see the sisters back there, but I also rejoice that you are here. And I wish they are here every Friday. I'm realistic. Let's make it every other Friday. How about once a month, but not at all. Even in the summer vacation, you can bring them here. And we are tried in security. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for security. Without security, you cannot do anything. If you are not safe in your home, with your family, you cannot do any work. So it's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are tried in that also, to keep it. In Surah Al-Insan, this is chapter 76, verses 2-3 of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great ayah says, we have created the human being from a little clot. It's the zygote, the union of the sperm and the egg. Then he or she becomes an adult. Why do we have created him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering it. لِنَبْتَلِيهِ. So we try him and here. You're not here by accident. Actually, when you think about, I think there are, if I don't forget, there are about 2.5 million sperms competing which one is going to go to the egg to fertilize it. And you are that one. If you have never thought about it, think about it. You are that one out of 2.5 million to be successful. So, and Allah is the creator of the universe is thinking about you. So pass the test. لِنَبْتَلِيهِ. So we test him, her. We created you to test you. Does he need our money? Absolutely not. He has all these galaxies over there. And some scientists say several universes. Every universe has several galaxies. And every galaxy has billions of suns. And every sun has so many planets. He owns that. Does he need our money? Does he need our good deeds? No, it's for us. But he rejoices. He is happy when we do the right thing. لِنَبْتَلِيهِ. He wants to try us to see we pass the test or not. In Surah Al-Anbiya also, this is chapter 21, verse 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Again, in this ayah, he says, وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ. I am going to test you, he says, in good ways and even bad ways. So good circumstances may happen to you. This is a test. And bad ones, and this is also a test. Most of us think that only when bad things happen to us, Allah is trying us. True. Could be a loss of something dear to you. Money, job, family member sick, something unfortunate happening. Oh, this is trial, yes, it's a test. But also good things are a test. And actually, they are more difficult tests than the bad things happening. The money. Most of us, we are in this world, we are competing for more money. Nothing wrong with that. But Allah has two conditions for that. You must earn it the right way. Get any amount of money you want. You can, but it has to be halal in a right way. Second, you spend it on the right way. You don't hoard it, keep it to yourself. You have to spend it. And most likely, if you want the true thing to do, it should be. You should make sure it is spent while you are alive. You don't know what happens when you die. You should have trusted people. If you leave any money, you should trust them that they will still be spent in the right way. Otherwise, you should spend it. So it's a test. For us, this life is a test. In Surah Al-Ankabut also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is chapter 29, verses 2 to 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they can say we are believers without them being tried? No, they are going to be tried. A beautiful hadith narrated by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu. قال قلت يا رسول الله أي الناس أشد بلاء؟ قال الأنبياء ثم الصالحون ثم الأمثل فالأمثل من الناس. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a hadith narrated by the companion Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, I asked the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, which among us, among people, who is going to be tried most by Allah? And he said, the meaning, the ones who are closer to Allah will be tested more. So he specified, number one, prophets. Second, the righteous, good people, the pious. Then others according to their faith. The stronger your faith, the more tested you are. So when you have a family member who is sick, this is a test. You should be pleased that you are tested. I'm not saying pleased because some family member is sick. Anything wrong happens, it's a test. And your test is larger or smaller according to your faith. How much you can tolerate. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The merciful, the beneficent, the compassionate. So he is not going to burden you with something you cannot handle. You are going to handle it. عن عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه قال ابتلينا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالضراء فصبرنا ثم ابتلينا بالسراء بعده فلم نصبر. This is a beautiful hadith telling you about which is more difficult. It is the hard time, the bad things happening to you, or the good things. And the conclusion, it is the good things are harder, a test. Literally, he said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the early companions. We were with him in everything, in his battles, in his suffering, in how the Quraysh non-believers mistreated him. They were with him and they were patient. They took it. They passed the test with him. And if it is a hard time, you are challenged. And when you are challenged, all your power comes out. However, he said, then we were tried with the good things. After the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then Muslims went all over the world. In Asia, all the way to China. And by the way, there is a province in China called East Turkmenistan, Turkestan. It's about 200 million Muslims in China. And all the way west to Andalus, Andalusia, Arab Muslim Spain. And that was a good time in terms of money, wealth for Muslims, and justice, and mercy, and a spread of the word of Allah. So these were the good times. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf, one of the Ashara Mubashir ibn Jannah, said that we could not pass this test because the more money you have or you're more relaxed in your job, everything is going great in your family, then you may relax some of the limitations, some of the rules. Don't. That's the lesson. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who succeed in this life first, so we can get the reward in the hereafter. And success here, success in the trial, in bad things or good things. And ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. Ask Allah, and you should be certain that He will answer your call. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. There is a very beautiful hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, about this topic, about the difficulty to pass the test of good things. hadith is very long, I will summarize it. It's a story about three people from the children of Israel, Bani Israel. Abras wa aqra' wa a'ma. Abras, somebody has skin disease, cannot be cured. The skin peels off and it's full of pus. Nobody wants to be close to that person. Smells bad, looks bad. And another one has a skin disease in his scalp, in his head, causing it to lose all the hair, but also pus and peeling and bad. Nobody wants to be close to him. And a blind person. The three were there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent an angel to test them. And the angel told the first one, Al-Abras, the one with skin disease, what would you wish for in this life? He said, of course I wish to be cured of this disease. I want the company of people. I want to be with the people I love, people running away from me. He said, okay, may Allah give you good skin, nice skin, beautiful skin. What do you like? What kind of wealth you want to get? And at that time, the wealth is the domesticated animals. So he said, I like camels. He said, okay, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a lot of these, and here is a she camel, a female camel for you, that inshallah will give birth to a little camel and you will be better off. Then he went to the second person with the scalp or skull disease, and he asked him, what do you wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you? Oh, I wish if I can be cured and have hair again, and this smelling goes away, and people look at me and start coming back to me. And the angel said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal you. What kind of wealth you want, you wish for Allah to give you? He said, oh, I like cows. Okay, here is a pregnant cow the angel gave him. And take care of her, and she will give birth to cows, and they will multiply, you will be rich. Then he went to the blind person. Again, the same questions. What do you want? What do you wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you in this life? Oh my God, I want to see. I want to see my family, my friends, but the people, God's environment. And he said, may Allah give you what you want. And what kind of wealth do you like Allah to give you? And he said, I like sheep and goats. Okay, here is a sheep, a pregnant sheep. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply it for you. About a year ago or sometime a year after or sometime in the future, the angel came back to each one of them to test them. Here is the test. So the good things happened. They were healed medically. They were given the wealth they were wishing for. Now is the time for the test. He went to the first person with a skin disease. And he appeared, the angel appeared as a poor man, traveling, desperate for any help. And he said to him, will you please help me, give me one of your camels, you have these, a lot of camels. And he reminded them, give me because this is from what Allah gave you. And he said, no, I inherited this, I made this. So he failed the test. He did not give away. He went to the second person with a head skin disease. Again, asking him, I'm a poor person, desperate. I can't find a way to travel. Please help me. Give me from what Allah gave you. Oh, Allah did not give me anything. I did that on my own. I inherited it from my parents or something. So he failed the test. And he went to the blind person and asked him again, I am desperate, I am poor. Will you please give me something from what Allah gave you? He said, of course I will give you. I was blind and I thank him. He gave me my sight again. The least I can do. And he also gave me all this work. Here, take. And he passed the test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who pass the test of trials, good or bad. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم انزل رحمتك على بلاد المسلمين. اللهم كن في عونهم في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. إنهم بحاجتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. عيدكم مبارك وكل عام وأنتم بخير. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your families, all of you. Assalamu alaikum.